Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the parties get to yes. The pieces that are sacrificed in every game of chess. We just assume that it happens, but no one else is in the room where it happens.
Fans of Hamilton the musical will instantly recognise that as the hit The Room Where It Happened. And Hamilton, which features both song and rap, it tells the story of Alexander Hamilton, an American founding father. And it looks set to make its debut on the Junior Certificate English syllabus. Classics such as To Kill a Mockingbird and Animal Farm, they've been rotated out of that syllabus for the next 3 years. And with me for more on this is Connor Murphy, English teacher in Skibbereen Community School. And Connor is chair of the INTO English panel, and Dimpna Nugent, journalist, book reviewer and teacher based in Waterford. You're both very welcome. Now, before we move on to Hamilton and the Junior Cert, I want to ask you about the Leaving Cert reform that was announced yesterday. We have new subjects, less emphasis on the written papers, teacher based assessment. Connor, what do you make firstly of those changes?
Well, it all depends on the detail, really. I mean, there's always problems around the equity of continuous assessment and how it affects the different social strata in our country, and I think teachers correcting their own work as well brings in the problem of the public perception of your school because of school, 40%. But there are some good aspects to it as well. I mean, a continuous assessment, a short story rewriting over 2 years would be fantastic. That'd be such a great thing to get your teeth stuck into as a student, you know. So yeah, there are some good things and some problems as
and,
well.
And some concern about moving the English paper one to fifth year. Are you worried about that?
That would be my major concern, my most immediate major concern, because paper one, really, it's all about creativity and nurturing the student's voice. And you get rid of that at the end of fifth year, you're really getting rid of the core element of the English course. And those voices take such a long time to nurture, and you need room for them to grow and develop, and aided by the study of paper two as well, as they come across other voices as they try to develop their own. So I think that's a real retrograde step to put that in the end of 50, and I hope they change that, because that's a problem.
Connor, we might work on your line while I ask Dimpna the same question. How do you feel about the reforms, Dimpna?
I would agree in large part with Connor, Clare, in that it was very surprising to have paper one now at the end of fifth year, because primarily what's been done up to now is a large chunk of the core text are covered during fifth year, including your Shakespearean text. So it's definitely going to change how the lesson plans are deployed. You're expecting students to have a lot more confidence and personal expression at a much earlier stage in their school journey. But I do think something has to be done, because there was a quite famous study undertaken by the United Nations, and they had found that one exam at the end of sixth year was utterly disproportionate in terms of stress to what the students ultimately came out with. So I don't think there would ever have been a solution to make everybody happy, but I was so happy to see this happen, because the ultimate goal is to reduce stress on students, and I do think that this will achieve this.
Okay, so a broad welcome there. But Hamilton being added to the Junior Cert syllabus, Dimpna, were you surprised when you heard that was happening?
I was, Claire. I mean, what we saw now, there's a huge shake-up in terms of the text now set on the syllabus for Junior Cert students. I was never a fan of the broad reform that happened a number of years ago. So to see the text changing to a much more progressive inclusion, including Hamilton, I think it's going to be broadly welcomed by students. But again, it's going to come down, like Connor said, regarding the Leaving Cert, this is going to come down to an individual teacher. Because we can offer progressive texts which include, you know, issues such as racism and same-sex relationships. And these are things that have typically not been on the Irish syllabus before for English subjects. So I think to embrace that, you're going to have a progressive teacher who's willing to make that leap and not pick the same options. You know, I mean, we have Sing Street still there, which is great. And we swapped out some of the Shakespearean texts, but some of the old reliables are still there. And I do think that there will be a tendency to still pick the old favourites. But I'd like to see Hamilton being chosen. I'd like to see Little Women being chosen. I'd like to particularly see The Poet X, the new novel, being chosen. These are texts that have the power to change and make students' voices be heard, Claire.
So Connor is back with us, hopefully on a better line now. Connor, what would be the advantage now for a teacher sitting down with their Junior Cert class, looking at the curriculum and saying, right, I'm going to go for Hamilton the musical? What will that bring to the learning experience for that class?
Well, I'm sorry, I've ran from one class to the other, so I'm slightly out of breath. But it brings another voice to the classroom and another way of looking. But it also, if you're tying it up with Shakespeare, for instance, you're looking at the same kind of themes could be coming through and use of imagery and metaphor, and particularly Hamilton in terms of the rhythm and the songs. Excuse me, you can compare that with Shakespearean rhythms as well. And so you're tying together the English language from hundreds of years ago to right now. Mm-hmm. And I think that's very exciting for an English teacher.
Well, now, you mentioned Shakespeare, Dimna did too. Do we still need Shakespeare?
Shakespeare. Look, he'll be the last white man standing. He's always going to be around. You know, he's a classic. He's always there. He speaks so much about humanity and the human experience. And he's influenced so much of our culture that he's never going to go away.
Yeah, but we still have these exciting new texts, you know, that we can work off now. Why do we still need to go back to the likes of Shakespeare with all the language barriers that exist?
But like I said, it's not about ditching one and or for the other. It's about combining everything together and seeing the richness of the human of the English language and how it expresses and how it has changed in expression. There's the bell. It's my break time. And how it changes and how some expressions have stayed and developed and gives the students more appreciation of language and how it's used. You have them all.
Yeah, Dimna, do you feel the same way about Shakespeare that he needs to stay there?
I do. There's a tendency that students have to roll their eyes at, you know, how sometimes prohibitive the language can be in terms of accessibility. But I actually think, similar to what Connor said, it allows students to feel more heard because Shakespeare was ahead of his time with the themes that he put forward, the representation of women being overlooked. It gives students comfort to know that these are age-old issues that we are still tackling in a new way with a new voice, and it allows them to be heard. I think it would be wrong to lose Shakespeare, but I welcome the inclusion of shiny new voices, particularly, may I say, Teresa Devey, the Waterford playwright. I'm delighted to see her on the syllabus this year.
All right. Do you think we're seeing the heralding of a new era in second level education?
I do. I really, really do. I think we have a long way still to go, but I think this represents a very important step in the right direction because ultimately, while education is paramount and while the grade at the end of the journey is what students will look towards, as teachers and educators, we have a responsibility to develop students' voices, to give them the courage to have that confidence. And it's offering them this diverse range of texts that will allow that to happen. And this is a very important first step, Claire.
All right. We'll leave it there. Connor Murphy and Dimna Nugent, thank you both indeed for joining us. Let's go to the newsroom now and to Karen Creed.